We talk about Avdolah. The Rambam tells us, Zochar is Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy, Zochrei Ol HaYayas. We associate that with Kiddush. But the Rambam says the mitzvah is B'Knisoso B'Tziyoso. It's the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. Shabbos has to be set off from the whole week. Not only when we enter Shabbos, when we leave the experience of Shabbos, you also have to know the Chashivas of Shabbos. That's unique, that's special. And therein lies the root. As we know, there are all types of minhagim. Do you stand, do you sit, for everything that we do. The amount of machlokes that we've had in our communities over the centuries, over standing and sitting, far transcends the halachic significance. But interestingly, the Ramah says the minhag is to stand. It's minhag Ramah, to stand by Havdalah. The gross set. So Rav Shulchan says, what's the reason for the Ramah Shita? Because it means Malav HaMelech. You're escorting the king on the way out. When you escort the king, you don't sit, you walk together. And you leave. That's the notion of Avdolah. The notion of Avdolah is to mark off the end of Shabbos. We don't, it should not just fade away. It faded, and we're back into weekday. So it was an experience. It has a beginning, it has an end, it's significant, and it has to be noted. After that, we can go on to Sheishas Yom Tavit. There are those, not everyone's in agreement with the Rambam, those that say Avdolah is with the Rabbanan. The notion is the same. But other Rishonim say it is only within the Rabbanan, but within the Reis.
What about establishing kfiyas and sitting in order to establish kfiyas since you're having a whole thing?
So this is all the issues that Rishonim talk about. Do you need sitting to have kfiyas, or you don't need sitting to have kfiyas? Or if you stand in one place and you intend to be yotzi together, that's also kviyas. These are all the issues that have been long debated in Klal Yisrael, back all the way up and back through the Rishonim. And they reflect themselves in all types of practices. Endless practices. And we have by Kiddush those that stand all the way, those that sit all the way, those that stand and then sit. And Havdalah, the standers, the sitters.
Tomorrow, whatever you do.
Whatever, listen. And these in Yonam, my personal approach has always been to follow the Minhagim of my Mishpah. I have Minhagim Baruch Hashem, I had our father, Allah Shalom, Allah Hashem, and Terevitz, I had Vedas, Allah Hashem, and Terevitz. I know my Messiah and my Mishpah. I know what the Minhagim were for Davis. And that's what I follow. It's very little concern to me that there are other sheep. It doesn't make a difference. I have a Messiah. Follow the Messiah. If you don't have a Messiah, then you have to just figure out in all the shilas what you're going to do. And then it's a very open book if you don't have a Messiah. I don't wear tefillin chalamoyz. Why? My father didn't, my Vedas didn't, and both my Vedas didn't. It's finished. I have nothing to talk about. It's not a relevant shilas to me. Yeah.
So I think my father changed some of his hagan based on the yeshiva.
Whatever, I don't want to get, that's not for me to get into. I'm not, I'm not putting that shayla down. You could ask me that shayla a different time, but not on this stage. As they say, if you have Masera, then I follow my Masera. I believe that it is reputed that the Chofetz Chaim said that he wrote the Mishnah Berurah not to tell everybody what to do. But in areas where people don't have Masurah, which day it'll be Machriya, so he made a Hachra for them. But when you have a Masurah, on which day it'll be Machriya, he wasn't coming to change that Masurah. That's what they said Chofetz Chaim. So I've been throughout my life, one, I followed that Masurah, I followed Masurah. Now, there's the debate between the Rambam and the other Rishonim of what the nature of Havdalah is. Has very significant ramifications. It at first glance, it should not have had those ramifications, if we look at it, but it actually does. We go back a step. Women are mechuyev in Kiddush. Why are they mechuyev in Kiddush? So we have the Maron Bracha tells us, we have the famous Hekesh of Zohar and Shomer, that whoever is Bechlal Shomer is the Tzuba and Leisasa Komolocho, is Mitzuba and Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Nekatcha. So since a woman is Ish V'Ish HaShomer Nechol Oynshin Shabbatar and all the ways that they were definitely applied to all genders equally, both genders equally, consequently the Kiddush applies to women just as much as it applies to men. So a woman is Mechuyev Minatar. Now, according to the Rambam, that Avdolah is equally derived, so it comes to the same pasuk of Zohar Yom HaShabbos Nekatcha. So the Mechuyev Din Esther should come out the same. That woman is Mechuyev in Avdolah, because the Mechuyev in Zohar, the Din Zohar. If you don't hold like the Rambam, so then this becomes tricky. So what happens? Is Poshet, we would have said, well, it's a mitzvah say Shazman Gromo, but with the Rabbanon, the parallel of the Zohar of Friday night. So if women were included in the Friday night Zohar, it would have made sense that in the Motzei Shabbos Din Al Avdolah, they're also included. So that depends. If we classify the Havdolah as a Zohar, with the Rabbanon, it's an extension of Zohar, or no, it's a different thing altogether. It's really the Haskolah and her effect of the weekday dinner, it's after Shabbat already, it's not tied to Zohar, and it goes back to the general cloud, which is the Sei Shazman Gom. Now, because of that, we don't pass in the woman of a Chuyiv in Havdolah, in and of itself, it's an absolute Psak. Not that you shouldn't make Avdolah, but it's an absolute psak. Now, what's the critical point in this? If it's an absolute psak or not? Alke lo yavdilu la'atma. Rak yishmu Avdolah min ha'anosh. Now, we'll come to this Ramah. So, most of the Achronim state that following Ashkenazic practice, Simon Yud Zion, that women are able to make a bracha, entitled to make a bracha on every mitzvah to say Shazman Gromo. So, Mameva, they could make a bracha on Havdolah, which includes, for all purposes of right now, Baruch HaMavdu. And the Baruch Priyagofa. And some, because some of them can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. So you can make a bracha on Tuesday night, you don't have to be Mechuyev and Avdolah. We'll come back to the Eish, what the story of the Eish is. Are they allowed to make a bracha on the Eish by themselves or not? Come back to that. So, the general consensus in the Achronim is like the Bach, that the women have a right, Ashkenazic women have a right to make Avdolah on their own. The Sephardic practice is that women do not make a bracha on the Tzitzit Shazman Grom. But beyond that, so where is the practical difference, though? If in our community the women also make Avdolah, so where is the practical difference between these two shittas? The practical difference is the following. So what happens if the husband was going to Avdolah already?
Make it again.
Oh, so if she's Mechuyev and Avdolah, so I'm allowed to make it again for her. She's Mechuyev and Kiddush, I can make Kiddush even Ava Bisha Yotah Maitzi. But that's assuming that it did Arba because she's Mechuyev. But if she's not Mechuyev, I can't make Kiddush for a person that's not Mechuyev in Kiddush. You want to make Kiddush, so make Kiddush. But how can I make a bracha for you if you are not Mechuyev in Kiddush?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's the reason. That's where the practical difference between the two sheets come. According to the Rambam sheet, even if the husband was Yetzi Havdolah, and he would have no males at home that reached the age of Chinuch that need to hear Havdolah from him, he could still recite Havdolah for his wife. Whereas, according to the second view of the Shulchan Aruch, that women are exempt from Avdolah, if the husband was Yotze, and there were no male children of the age of Chinuch at home to make Avdolah for, he did not recite Avdolah specifically for her.
He heard it in Shul already.
If he intended to be Yotze.
Yeah. or we should dafkin ten.
Now, so nowadays, see, the general point is, in the achronim, is that the general das of people is not to be yetzei with Abdullah and Shul. That's the norm. So idnom is stoma is kavim kolechem me'amayish alotis b'avdolish modilu v'esak neset. People, the general intention is to be yetzei at home and not in Shul.
Is Yotzei at the Chonatan, or really?
That's not Abdullah Alakris. Even though you made not the Chonatan, you still b'chuyim the Rabban and Abdullah Alakris. That's the reason in the shul that whom do I choose to make the Havdolah on Matzei Shabbos? I choose a single person. For that reason. Because he doesn't have to go home and make Havdolah for his wife. So look, so he won't be Yotzei with his father's Havdolah. This is his father's Havdolah again, whatever he wants to do. But he could be Matzei others without any downside. But if a married man does and he goes home, he may not be able to make Havdolah again for his wife. And that'll be a problem. So that's the reason that I'm so matzid in the shul about who makes the Havdolah, that it should be a single person for that reason. Yeah. It happens to be that in this Beis HaKnesses, there are people that in fact that are Yotzei with Havdolah, Matzei Shabbos, regularly. They don't make Havdolah when they go home. They're people without families, single people, whatever it is, and they listen to Havdolah here, and that's what a Yotzei Havdolah. So it serves a very practical function, the Havdolah in the Beis HaKnesses. The Kiddush Friday night is really of no practical consequence, as we talked about other times, because since we passed like Shmuel and a Kiddush Olam HaMakom Suda, so nobody could be Yotzei. Even the guy that made the Kiddush is not Yotzei Friday night. So there is no issue altogether. And I believe that the reason the Dominic stuck is because, as I mentioned, when we talked about Kiddush, there was an Indian that they made Kiddush for Rabbah. In the middle of the davening, they didn't just do it afterwards for the guests. They wanted to be Mekadesh Shabbos Barabbah, and therefore that's the reason that we kept this minute. So the root of Havdolah is a very, very important one. Now, there's a whole literature surrounding the bracha of Borei Mariah Eish. Is Borei Mariah Eish, is it the type of bracha that women can make if they want to? But you can only make it if you actually mechuyev in it. So, there's a whole issue, even according to the Shitas, according to all Shitas, since we put everything together, is that indicative that the Borei Mariah Eish is a chiyuv on women, or it's not? Now, in there is debate. There are those that hold, that have the Shita, that even according to the Ashkenazic practice, the woman can make a bracha on Mitzvah Seishah Azman Groma, not relevant. Abdullah said the bracha on Eish is something else, it's a different type of Aydah, and it has Azman Groma, and women are exempt from it, and they can't make the bracha. And what I believe the Mashmos and the Ritva and Psochem is that women can make the bracha. I believe our common minhag, I can't tell you when Eretz Yisrael, they may have different practices, but our common minhag is if a woman is by herself, that she makes the bracha Borei Mariah Eish. Now there's another complication to all of this, and that's a complication which stems mitzad the aspects which come from Kabbalah. Now, P. Kabbalah is an Indian that the women were noyig not to drink the wine of Abdullah. I don't know the reason, I'm not a Makubal, so I can't do for you what to tell you what the reason is. That's it. You have to go to Eretz Yisrael and find the Chacham to teach you. But, you know, I'm not erudite in that area. I'm sorry. But a pi kabbalah is a minig that women don't drink it. So that's another reason the chatchila they should avoid making Abdullah. However, this is a big however, which is often misconstrued. If a woman has no one else to make Abdullah for, then she's supposed to make Abdullah and drink the wine from Abdullah too. Because according to the Ramah, she's mechuyev in the mitzvah. And according to the Ramah, she's certainly allowed. So there's no isur for an Ashkenazic woman to make the mechola days. Svarad and Mustavar Paschal, like the Rama Meni had it, the Mechuyiv. So a Meila, that even though there's a reason, Al Pi Kabbalah, not to, for them not to drink, but that's only assuming that they have another means of being Yetzi Hadol.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I heard really no one else should drink the wine.
We'll come to that in a moment. The practice has emerged, and that's not for a Kabbalah reason, and not even, but for a technical halachic reason, that the practice is that whereas by Kiddush we distribute wine to all the Mesubim, by Havdalah we don't distribute the wine to all the Mesubim. So what's the reason for that? The assumed reason for that is the following. On the Kiddush, since the Kiddush is part of the meal, even if I don't drink wine during the meal, since the Kiddush Elam Lachim Suda, the Yayin is part of the meal, so therefore the Brocha Achroina for the Yayin is covered by the Birchas HaMotzes. Whereas there's no Birchas HaMotzes to follow the Havdalah. So in Siman, I believe it's Siman Reish Yud, if I recall. The Machlokas, the Tor Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. What is the shear for that you have to drink to make a Brocha Achroina on beverages? The Shulchan Aruch cites 2 days. And the Baliatais was in Brochus, that was third Shita. The Tor Shulchan Aruch brings a Shita that it's a Kazayis, meaning a third of a Revius. So if we assume that a Revius is 3 ounces, rounded slightly up, for Havdalah, not for Friday night Kiddush, but for Havdalah, 3 ounces. So then, 1/3 is 1 ounce. So after one drinks 1 ounce, there's a day in the Shulchan Aruch that one has to make a Brocha Achroina. The second day is that one has to drink a revius, all 3 ounces. So we have no absolute hachron in the halacha, which day we should follow. So therefore, any time that we're between 1 and 3, we're stuck. I may be mechuyev, but I can't make a bracha till I get to 3. Now, what's the halacha of kosher bracha? How much does a person have to drink from a kosher bracha? Putting the kaisis of Pesach aside, the kaisis have a different din. But putting the kaisis aside, the halacha is to drink rov revius, which happens to be the third sheet, and that's the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos in Brochus, that the shear from a Brocha Achroin on Mashke is Molei Lugmav. Now Molei Lugmav is rov revius, so we're digging upwards of 1.5 ounces. So the person to be, when he's b'kayim the mitzvah, has to drink 1.5 ounces. So if he's going to start giving out wine to everybody else, it's very likely he's going to wind up with less than a revius. And particularly in their earlier times when wine was extremely expensive and they didn't let it flow in a free-flowing fashion for everybody. So it was measured. So therefore, we would wind up in a problem that the Balabayas would have a suffix if he's supposed to make a Brocha Achroin on that, because he would have to drink 1.5 ounces. He'll drink probably less than 3 ounces because he's giving out to everybody else. So then he'll be stuck. So therefore, the minhag emerged that we don't distribute wine from the Havdalah to all the people. The Balabayas drinks it himself. And that way we make sure, because of that, that even if he has only a revius in the cup, so he drinks the entire revius, and then he's able to make a Brocha Achroina. So we have many, many minhagim. The minhagim are often a lot wiser than any of us individually. You know, yeah.
But for Shabbat Kiddush, when it gives out, and the other people can be mitzvah for the...
Bidi Eved, and it's tarif to the Rov Revius. Bidi Eved. We went through this earlier when we studied Hilchos Kiddush, but the Chatchila and Balabayas and Shtzov should drink Rov Revius. Now, the Menhagim are wiser than all of us. You know, I always say there were 2 ways that you can live in Klal Yisrael. One way is it could be a super goyim that truly knows Kol HaTorah Kula inside out, and then you know exactly what to do in every situation, you don't stumble. And the other way is to follow the Messiah. If you follow the Messiah, so the Messiah was designed to keep us out of a lot of trouble, and this is a good example. The Messiah was that the Balabayas drinks the entire case of Abdullah. I don't even have to know why and when and where and when it's relevant, but if we're raised that way and we follow that course, so there's a benefit in the tzaradin. So now if we're zoicha, that we know what the benefit is, matoiz v'manoim. And if we didn't know, we still benefited from the fact that that was established. So if we don't want to have to live our lives as being super goyim, then the Messiah is a very good way to keep us out of trouble, because it sets us on the straight and true. The Ramah says he's Masul, he's not sure. Right? I would presume that the Sephardic practice is more likely, based on the Mechaber and the Rambam, that they would hold that the women are Mechaber of the Sephardic
practice. But the reason you get a single person is one of the Yerkes
they call a day? Because I want, yeah, because when the Ramah Paskins, when a husband, according to the Ramah, when a husband goes home, he cannot make Havdalah for his wife. If he was Yotze already. So therefore, right, that's the Chabad Chaim quotes this from the Mogen Avraham and others. Bim ha'anoshim kar hevdilu la'atzmon, oshin is kab lelotus reitak, there's lo yavdilu, kadeh lo heitzi anoshim, ain shom schorm gedoyl, maktanim shishom ha'memenu, dala yesh chokum brocho levatolu.
So there's no single person there, the guy should repeat it for his wife anyway?
So he says, there's a whole tumult, there are those that say you could do it. He says, well, why should we get ourselves involved in this debate? That's what the Chabad Chaim concludes at the end.
If the Ramah says that a woman should make Havdalah for herself, there's no one else to make Havdalah for, then why wouldn't he hold that a man could make Havdalah for her also?
Oh. No, the reason would be very simply, because if he was Yotzi already, maybe he can't be Yotzi. It's a Suffolk.
But if she needs to make it...
So that's... She needs to make it be Suffolk. It doesn't make it into a rabbi. That's the question. He brings many Achayim say not, some say yes, and the Chabad Chaim says, like, why get ourselves involved in this debate?
Mosi
or Arvus? It could be Mosi, someone, if there's a din Arvus. Poshet, Arvus means that you have a Chiyuv, and part of my responsibility is to help you fulfill your Chiyuv.
So if there's a Suffolk, whether or not you should make it, and is the
subject
based on the
Rambam Shita? No, the subject based on the Rambam says she's Mechuyev, and all that say she's Pot. So the Shaila and the Rishaila. Now, I just want to talk first on the technical aspects of Havdalah a little bit, how they work. The Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, when one starts off Havdalah, the Yayin should be in the right hand, and in the left hand he should hold the Havdalah. That's what he writes. And then when one gets up to the, one arrives at the point where one's going to make the bracha of the psalmim, so he should put the hadassim and the psalmim in his right hand and the kais in his left hand. Now, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes.
That's Kabbalah, right?
Anything you're going to make a bracha on, you should have in your right hand.
Because nowadays they're making these freestanding Havdalah candles, which you don't have to hold.
So the Shaila is the following. There are two things in our common practice which don't fit in with this. Number one, that we do not normally pick up the psalmim until we're ready to make the bracha on it. We don't hold it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the Shulchan Aruch says that from the very beginning of the Havdalah, that a person should hold the Yayin in his right hand, and holding his left hand, he should hold the psalmim. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that's the first thing that we don't do. So Aruch HaShulchan says, all that the Shulchan Aruch means to bring out is that as a chiyuv to hold what I'm making a bracha on in my right hand. What I'm not making a bracha on, I don't have to hold in my left hand. As Ramela, our common practice is that we don't hold the psalmim. Some of them stay on the table until we're ready to make a bracha on them. That's number one. Number two, the practice of most people, not all people, the practice of most people is that by the, when they make the bracha on the psalmim, they put down the kosher yayin. That's the common practice. The most widely observed practice is to do that. And it's also not in accordance directly with the Shulchan Aruch. And the Chofetz Chaim is supportive of that, that one should in fact hold the kais in the left hand. One should not put the kais down while one makes the bracha. However, the Aruch HaShulchan again writes, defending the common minhag, that he says there's no necessity to hold the kais in one's hand. It's not considered a chison ala kais. If the kais is in front of me on the table and I'm using the kais in association with the Avdolah, it's also considered ala kais, despite the fact that I'm not holding it in my hand. My personally, on the second one, I do. On the second one, I hold the kais in my left hand when I make the bracha on the psalmim. But I do not hold the psalmim from the beginning of Avdolah. So that's number one. Number two is when one makes the bracha on the Baruch Mar Yaish, if one holds the kais, one should again hold the kais in the left hand and extend the right hand. If one's not holding the kais, so you should still extend the right hand to the Aish to make the bracha.
Can you extend both hands? Or
you could extend one, but at least, you know, if you have, you know, if you're holding the kais, you extend the right hand. But at least the right hand, you have, you're supposed to extend.
You could do two.
But left-handed person, the other way around.
Can other people hold the, is it better for you to hold the flame?
I don't, never been in a place where a person, the only thing they're holding, making the Avdolah, holding the flame, unless he's by himself. Other than that, I've never seen it. Someone else, I just think, technically it's a little bit difficult to do. So the common practice is that someone else holds it, but that's really not halachically essential either way.
I told you one has a question to me.
Yeah.
You also mentioned about lighting in your head, seeing the palm as well as
right.
The
well, we'll come to that. We'll come to that. I'm not up to the Nairus yet. We'll come to the, you know, the Nairus. I want now to first focus on what one can make Avdolah of. It's a very important question. Now, in Kiddush, we know the options. On Friday night, I can make Kiddush preferably ala Yayin. I could make it ala Pas. And if we're really stuck, then I guess we can make a Chamar Medina too. But we really got to be stuck for that, because there are Rishonim that don't allow that. Shabbos in the daytime, the Rosh says it goes, we make on Yayin, then Chamar Medina, and if nothing else, then we just make a bracha on the Pas. And the Rosh says the reason for that is that the idea of Zechrei Ol HaYayin, there should be some hekel, it should be self-evident that we're making Kiddush. In the morning, when there's no large text to it, the only one is going to make Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, so there won't be any hekel that we're doing this B'Shem Kiddush. So therefore, it's preferable to use Chamar Medina rather than to use Pas in the daytime. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rosh. Now, what is the din for Avdolah? So here we have in Reish Tzadik Vav, following. In Beit. Ein Mavdilin ala Pas. That one may not make Avdolah ala Pas. The reason that we can make Kiddush is Kiddush of a Mokum Suda. It's the opening of a meal. Avdolah has no such association, so it's not Shayach to use Pas for it. The Shulchan Aruch continues, ala Sheikh or Mazdilin, one can use beer, with the caveat of who Chamar Medina. Okay, we're not going to go into that now, we've talked about other times about Chamar Medina. Who had in the shor mashkin, and one could use other mashkin, chutz menamayim. Okay, this is, I presume, he means as long as they are chamar medina, and that's what the Shari Tshuva says. Rak the main with the shor mashkin shem chamar medina mutul afuk emayim after shtiyas amam. What the Shulchan Aruch means to say is he doesn't mean to say that Shor Mashkin of any significance other than the, if they are Chamar Medina. If they are the normal drink that people in that society have, That's one definition of Chamar Medina than the Chamar Medina. But it means to say that even if everyone is in the Perrier today, and everybody drinks water, you still can't use water as Chamar Medina. We've talked about this. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues, the Rambam continues, the Tov Yisrael, the Havdol, the Kais Pogum Shal Yayin, Mayal Sheikha. Better to use a Kais Pogum. Now which Kais Pogum does he mean? So, the issue is that the Mogad Avram says, the Vemokum Shashecho Chamar Medina Yishleimer the others in Kais Yayin Pogum. It's better to use the Chamar Medina than to use a cup which somebody drank from already. And others want to say that that's also, that's the pshat in the Ramah too. But the Ramah also meant when Sheikhum is not Chamar Medina, then better to use a Kais Pogum for it. Now we write, V'nogu l'havdu l'matzi Pesach al Sheikha, v'lo ayayim isham de Chavit v'lo, it was Chavit. This is consistent. The Ramah, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, has an issue, what's considered Chamar Medina. The Ramah there says, well, you know, wine is expensive, even though it's available, people can't really afford it, so therefore the minig is, by other kais of Shabroch, other than Kiddush, that they're makele use Chamar Medina. But, in the bottom line, it really would be better to use wine. So here, though, by Havdalah, if we add the fact of Chaviv, that the Sheikhah is Chaviv, and particularly by Havdalah, where many, in fact, you know, other than Kiddush, where many allow Chamar Medina to be used. So here the Ramah says that it's not Chamar Medina, it's itself debatable. And it's Chavuf. So, Mela, under those circumstances, the minig is to use what's Chavuf. Yeah. Over Yontif Shechaliyas Mevotzi Shabbos, what happens if Yontif comes out on Mevotzi Shabbos? So now we have Kiddush and Havdalah in one shot. So which mode prevails? The Kiddush mode or the Havdalah mode? Which is the prevailing mode?
Yeah,
right. So we have them both together. So which mode prevails? So you could guess. Yeshoimrim, Sha'aga b'Kiddush mavilim gam kein olam. There's one view that says is that since you're allowed to make Kiddush on it and the Havdalah is wrapped into the Kiddush to yak the hat, so therefore one could recite the Havdalah on it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than to use pots, use beer.
Mm-hmm.
And be made to lick that. The Ramah concludes, Vasvara Rishona Ika. The first Svara is the main one. Taimo. That one should rather make other pots. From the Harbor Rishona Svirlu, they Makachin Allah Sheikha, Chudalayil. Many hold you can't do Sheikha altogether in Kiddush. Is that here you should really try to find wine. Even if he likes the bread more than he likes wine, which Friday night he would have an excuse to use lechem in such a case. But here, when it touches the Havdalah too, we shouldn't do it. The time when we know there's some sari, they know we have Havdalah pas. Can't say I'm Havdalah pas. If you live on Motzei Shabbos or Yom Tov, Bachem lo yimtze yayin. If you can't get yayin, then a pas odif misheicha. So we're limited. Pas is not something that we can use for Havdalah. So that's the question is, how about in the place where it's Motzei Shabbos into Yom Tov? We're going to have the first night of Pesach this year. But Hashem, we're hopeful the first night of Pesach that nobody has this problem that he doesn't have Yayin. You know the famous story of Reb Chaim Brisk.
Yeah.
A Yid came to him once and he said he wants to know Hayyistik, if he used Chamar Medina for the Arba Kaisis, he wants to know if Mil qualifies as Chamar Medina. So Reb Chaim took out and gave him a hefty amount of money. So someone asked him, Rebbe, you gave him a lot more money than it's going to cost to buy Arba Kaisis for himself and all the people in his family. He said, just to listen to Hashem. If he asked me if he's going to be yoked to Arba Kaisis with milk, he said, so what's he eating at the Seder?
Nothing.
He's eating milchus. If he had a piece of chicken, he wouldn't be able to be yaitzeh the kaisus with milk. I mean, he doesn't have what to eat either other than Pesach. So I took out a lot of money. I gave him a lot more money than for dollar kaisus. Now, so this is a common issue. We will have it again at the end of Yom Tov. Going into Achron Shabbos. There it's already not the Seder. And we're going to have again Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov. We have Yakov House. Now, the very interesting Havdolah, Chazal went out of their way that we should make Havdolah twice. It came about through historical reasons. It was a time of Aniyas, the people couldn't afford the wine, so they instituted Havdolah B'Tfilah. And when people were able to make Havdolah L'Yayin, so they said they should go back to making Havdolah L'Yayin, but they left the din of the Havdolah B'Tfilah too. The din of Havdolah B'Tfilah helps the ones allowed to do Malacha. However, Chazal did not allow us to eat until we make Havdolah L'Kaddish. Nothing unique about that. It's the same Malacha, you can't eat until you make Kiddush, you can't eat until you make Havdolah. There's nothing. Now, what happens if one's not in a position to make Havdolah? Then what happens? What's the consequence of that? So here we have in Reish Tzadik Vav, Stiv Gimel, Im Ein Lo Yayin V'Lo Sheikha L'Sho Mashkin. A person doesn't have any wine and he has no Chamar Medina. So what's he going to do now to make Havdolah? He can't make Havdolah. Is Yesh Oimrem, is a Machlikas among the Balei Atoys, Shemutu Lo Yilechol. He's allowed to eat. Because they only ban the person from eating before Havdolah if he has the possibility of making Havdolah. If I know I have no possibility to make Havdolah, so what's the point of telling me not to eat? I did the story in the Gemara with a Maimar that he didn't eat the whole Motzei Shabbos because he didn't have anything to make Havdolah. So they said that was a Midas Chassidus, the Frumkeit. But it's not mitzaradin, you know, it's not mechuyah.
But then you lose Mlav Malka. There's no mitzvah from Mlav Malka.
I presume this Easter more than preempts them. It's not a fool. V'yesh oimrim, shemitzap shayiyah lo lemocha, that if he anticipates that the next day he's going to get it, why? The Chofetz Chaim says it means any time up until Chatzai Sayyid. Sheyia lo lemocha, lo yoicha. He shouldn't eat. Ad lemocha, sheyavil, until he makes Havdolah on Sunday morning. Now, if one didn't make Havdolah on Motzei Shabbos, one can make Havdolah on Sunday, Monday, the whole day Tuesday, till the sunset. However, there's no, what he absolutely cannot do is he cannot recite the Baruch HaBorim Ariyah Eish after Motzei Shabbos. Now, some of them, there's really no point in reciting after that point in time. Because that's at the point when Shabbos leaves, it's supposed to be an achama that a person lost the Kedusha Shabbos. So, typically, if a person didn't make Havdolah Motzei Shabbos, he makes a Baruch HaBorim Ariyah Eish and an Amavdo. So, the second day it says, Lo Yoyuchal Ad Lomocha Sheyavdo. So which is the Ikadeya? Vafili, he writes, Vafili b'motzei Shabbos le'yontiv gamkein lo'yochal amein lo'kais. According to the second day, how chomer it is not to eat before Havdolah, that let's say it's a night of Yaknahas, and he's not going to have anything to make Havdolah on, so he shouldn't have Sudas Yontif either. Very interesting. Umayri b'she'ein lo pas damke, that he didn't have pas. Yim yesh pas, alo echriya ramola elvisiv beis yochol habdil ala pas, on the night of Yak Nahas. So here's a guy, Nebuch, he's down and out. He had no yayin, he had no pas. But if he has something to eat, he has. But he's not allowed to. Ad la mocho sheyavdil. And he ends up, very, very surprising, the b'yesh lahachmak is for achrein azu. One should follow the ladder of you. That if one doesn't have anything to make up, no lot about the Shabbos, one should not eat until Sunday morning, except in Lo Ba'adam Cholosh, unless the person is weak, Shekoshalo Atainis, that he has difficulty fasting is Yochel Lismo Chadei Arishayna, that he could be Soymach on the first day.
Would that include women also? That they wouldn't be allowed to eat?
I don't think so, because we're not, I would tend to be Meiko for women.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not absolutely sure that they're Mechuyev altogether.
Here, Charles said, presumably he's not fasting. Because he didn't have that.
Who knows? What he had.
Also till Chatzos on Sunday or till Sunday morning?
It says if a person is going to get wine, no. If he's not going, if he knows he's going to get wine by Chatzos, he should wait until Chatzos.
And if he knows he's
not
going to
get
wine, then he can eat in the morning already.
Well, according to the... Yeah, this whole din is lo yochel at shemocha. So we said before that if he's assuming he's going to get beboiker, if he knows if he's going to get after chatzos, then he can eat right away. He's not mechuyiv. Now it could be, he also means probably, that if I know I'm not going to get yayin until after chatzos tomorrow, I don't have to wait altogether. Because the whole point is, if I know I can make Abdullah without eating before Abdullah, so then I'm not supposed to eat before Abdullah, even if the consequence of that is, as we pointed out, Sibimavato Malama Malka, Sibimavato Sudas Yontas, still don't eat before. But if I know I'm not going to get it tomorrow morning, I have no chance of it arriving tomorrow morning, so then there's no need to wait. That's what it was.
Past morning.
No, if I expect to get it by a chatzos, then lo yoichal ad l'mochor. But if I don't anticipate getting,
then you can eat,
then
ready
I can
at
eat
night.
Right away motzi Shabbos. Correct. Now, there's a very strange halacha. Now, the halacha is. Suppose one wasn't mavdil the tefillah, and so one could be mavdil alakos. Now suppose one wasn't mavdil the tefillah, and then one was toyim, one forgot that he didn't make Abdullah, and he ate before Abdullah. Now normally we say Tom is mavdil, a person if he is able to make Havdalah even though he was toyim, he's not supposed to. But if he hadn't made Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, and then he was toyim and made a second mistake that he ate before Havdalah, so we have a very, very strange halacha.
You should say it's say.
What?
See?
No, it's after night, so it would be too late to.
Shouldn't he be saying Shmoneh Esrei again if he skipped out the Chalot Tana?
No, you don't have to go back about the Chalot Tana.
Uh-huh.
After the Chalot Tana, you don't have to go back.
Okay.
But what happens if a person blew it twice? So then the halacha is the following. Tor ba'ochel kodem shehivdil, so yochel lehavdil acharkach. One could make the Havdalah afterwards, that's assuming, he says, who I didn't have it, Ba'ochal after Ovav Amazim, become up and soch lehavdil lakarkach b'layla.
Well, which verse
does he tell you, Ela Urcha de Milsa Nokat. V'chim ha'shakos of Achakach, v'sivor shochach b'lo hivdil, who didn't behave it b'lo hivdil. Even if a person was amazed, and he didn't make Avdolah. Now, what happened if a person did two things? What happens if he did two things? That he didn't say Havdalah B'Tvila, and after that he was Tom. So then the halacha is a very strange halacha, that he has to go back again and he has to daven again. He has to be daven at Tvila. In other words, they didn't allow him to fix two mistakes. So there was the fact that he didn't make Havdalah, the fact that he didn't make Havdalah in Tfilah, so we allow him to fix it by making Gavdolah Alakos. But if he messed up with Gavdolah Alakos because he was Tom Mavdil, so then we don't allow him to go back a second time and fix that up as well. So this is a very, very, it's a very, very peculiar halacha, that because of a knatz, in effect, that he wasn't Yotze Havdalah. In other words, since he can't be Yotze Havdalah properly, if he could be Yotze Havdalah properly, so we let him be Mavdil al Kais and be Yotze Havdalah properly and forget about Havdalah Betzvim. But if he can no longer make Havdalah fully properly because it was torn, so such a Havdalah can't be a maker for his absence of reciting it in the Tefillah. And Ramele, now he has to go back and then be Mispalel again.
You can't say
Havdalah. The halacha is one can say Havdalah. Suppose the one forgot to say it in Shmoneh Esrei.
Right.
And then one ate before Havdalah. Then one's in trouble.
But if you said it and then you ate.
Even Ramele, then you just say Havdalah afterwards. Correct. Yeah.
So it's just
Shmoneh Esrei? Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah,
say
Shmoneh
Esrei. Say somebody did that. He forgot Shmoneh Esrei. He went and he ate. And he goes back and he says Shmoneh Esrei again with his tongue. You still
want
to make Havdalah?
Yeah, you still want to make Havdalah.
You still going to make Havdalah on the coast anyway.
What would say?
He means Atachonot Tana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, any questions? Yeah, Menachem.
Does that mean if you didn't, if you said Baruch Baruch Hamavdil, you know, Baruch Hamavdil,
does that mean? L'chayra, how long is the step? He said Baruch Hamavdil, and Kodesh L'chayra, L'chayra, he'd be late. I'm not 100, I shouldn't say it. No, I will look into that. I don't want to answer that question.
So what about all those women who are busy doing all the things they should say?
They say, Baruch Hamad Gubatoy,
this is fine. Can they also wait for them?
No, they have to wait till Abdullah Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
So Baruch Hamad is equivalent to saying after Hamad,
no,
I don't know,
I'm not
sure.
Saying it. I'm not sure. I suspect it's not, but I'm going to look into that the next time.
Same question, if you forgot to say, can you drive home?
He did, because they're Baruch Hamad Gubatoy,
so
this is the
home.
That you can do.
The Malacha
you can do by saying Baruch Hamad Gubatoy, this is the home. Now, it's important to know, just while we're at it, it's relevant always on Yom Tov. Particularly, let's say you have Mutti Shabbos goes into Yom Tov. Before the women do Malacha, they have to say Baruch Hamad Gubatoy, this is the home. You know, they'll be home this year, the first night of Pesach, seventh night of Yom Tov. So they're not going to want to wait till we wander in from Shul. So they start making kachonis for the Seder. So
right.
They have to say, Baruch Hamad Mekodesh Mekodesh. Yes, they're allowed to do Malacha.
Going back to when we pour the coast for Abdullah, a lot of people pour it over.
We'll come back to that next time. We'll consider the Simon Brochen. We'll talk about it now. I want to get into it now. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it at this point.
Sure.